I'm going to talk to you today about an essay that I wrote in a book for the Pukeariki Museum in New Plymouth that was a book about commemorating the first shots of the New Zealand Wars in Taranaki on March 17, 1860. And in that book I wrote an essay which presented a Māori view of the impact of those wars on Māori communities. And amongst other things, it dealt with issues around why Māori people tend to react negatively over a whole range of local and national issues, things like the foreshore and seabed treaty issues, the Tino Rangatiratanga issue, resource management issues, environmental issues, and so on. And of course, all of that stuff is really a product and reaction to a number of things, but especially to the colonial history that Māori people were subjected to. And in this talk today, I'm going to focus on that colonial history in respect of Taranaki. And in Taranaki, the colonial administrators, as you can see from the slide, determined pretty early on that the Taranaki Māori people needed to be made an example of. They were uppity. They were not particularly amenable to Pākehā ideas about how the world should be run. And therefore, the colonial administrators decided that they would be made an example of, and therefore the colonial experience was pretty severe. So Māori people were exposed to a whole lot of things in that colonial history that other tribes around the country weren't exposed to. They were invaded, there was terrorism, there was cultural genocide, there were scorched earth military strategies perpetrated against them, they were bombed. And of course, there were a whole lot of civilian casualties on both sides in that war as well. All of that stuff happened despite the promises of the treaty and other Crown policies at the time. And by 1881, the Taranaki Māori people had been beaten, they were humiliated, they were demoralised, and above everything else, they'd become leaderless and landless in their own land. So what actually happened in the Taranaki story? And so the rest of the talk will get into some of the details and background to those issues. And towards the end, we'll have a bit of a discussion about how all of this stuff impacts on life in New Zealand today.